Yep, it's me again, Q, the cash gifting expert. Now we're going to be talking about the willing and the waiting. Which one are you? The willing or the waiting? See, the willing, when they jump in, the willing go all out. They do whatever is necessary to make it happen. The waiting, they're the ones sitting on the sidelines. They're the ones who are looking, saying, hey, you saw what that guy did? You saw what that lady did? She just got $3,000 in 2 days. That guy, he just got $4,000 in 2 days. Wow. I want to be like him. I want to be like her. I wish that I could do that. That's what the waiting are doing. They're sitting back, waiting on the sidelines to see what everyone else is doing. You know, they are the people who, when you got a great opportunity, right, you go to them and you say, hey, listen, you know, I just found this great opportunity, and, you know, I thought about you because I know you want to make some extra money, and then you show it to them, and they say, nah, I'll pass on it. You know, when you make $1 million in it, then I'll jump in. That's crazy. I mean, think about this. Why would you wait to see someone else make $1 million in something before you yourself jump in and make it? See me? I'm not like that. Totally the opposite. Someone comes to me with an opportunity, I could care less if that person came to me with holes in their pants, holes in their shoes, looking as if they walked off the street, okay? I don't care about that. Know why? Because I'm not looking at the messenger. I'm looking at the opportunity. That's what I'm looking at. Is the opportunity a true cash cow? That's what I'm looking at. I can jump into anything. Anything that's worthwhile, that's a cash cow, and I can make 7 to 8 figures in it just on who I am. I don't care who brought it to me. Doesn't matter, because I believe in me. I know what I can do, and I'm not going to sit on the sidelines and wait for another guy to make $1 million. No, why? I want to be first. I'm going to jump in. I'm going to make $1 million first. I'm going to be the first one who makes $1 million, $2 million, to $3 million. I'm not going to wait on the sidelines. So, you know, which one are you? The willing or the waiting? The willing are the ones who jump in. They go all out, and they don't compromise. They do whatever it takes to make it happen. If they don't hit success in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or 4 weeks, they don't quit. Know why? Because they have a definite purpose. If you're someone who's working with me right now, or you're thinking about working with me, and in your mind, when you first got in, or if you're thinking about getting in right now, but in your mind, in the very beginning, you're thinking about, hey, you know, I'm going to try this out for a month or two, you know, maybe 3 months, you know, and see what happens. See, you already have the wrong mindset. You're waiting. You're not the willing. You have to have a mindset is that, hey, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to go all out. I'm not going to stop until it works. I'm going to hit success. Why? Because if something isn't working for you like gangbusters in the very beginning, you don't quit. What do? You change your approach. Listen, I failed for 3.5 years straight in the network marketing industry. There would be no Q right now if I was the waiting and not the willing. There would be no Q. There would be no cash gifting expert. There would be no opportunity for you right now to attach yourself to a system and be able to access my knowledge and my expertise and make this kind of money this quickly. That wouldn't have ever happened. Why? Because I would have gave up like most people do. If they don't get rich in 30 days, they give up. Ah, it doesn't work. I'll move on to the next thing, right? They think the grass is greener on the other side. Something else hot or looks like it's hot comes down the pike, they jump into that. They don't get rich in the 30 days. They're program junkies. Or these programs that they sign up in, they say, hey, sign up in one program. You know, we're going to leverage you into 6 to 10 other programs. You're going to get 6 to 10 other checks, and, you know, we're going to build your downline for you. We're going to mail out the packages for you. We're going to talk to the people for you. I mean, come on. Do you really believe that? Which one are you, willing or waiting? This is Q. Take care.